Hello, hello. Great day, everyone. Rhonda Y. Williams here with your pre-Coffee with Rhonda Show espresso shot today. So what's in your cup? By that, I mean, what is the BHAG that you have your sights set on right now? For those of you unfamiliar, a BHAG is a big, hairy, audacious goal. Whatever it is for you, I want you to know that the heart of your any big accomplishment, the driving force behind it, is self-leadership. At its core, self-leadership is really about the art of taking ownership of your life, your goals, your dreams, your actions, your behaviors. So where are you going? Self-leadership means there's no more excuses and no pointing fingers, only a resolute commitment to accomplishing your big goals and dreams. So today on episode 103 of the Coffee with Rhonda Show, we're going to get inspired talking about those big goals and dreams because there are no excuses, only opportunities. And with that, let's get ready to lead above the grind. Great day, everyone. Super excited to be here with you for another episode of the Coffee with Rhonda Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are your cup full of inspiration, revelation, and wit for today's savvy leader. And we are excited because today is season 9, episode 103 of the Coffee with Rhonda Show. Before we introduce our co-host and our guest, a couple of housekeeping items. You know the deal. If you're out there, pause right now, like and share the video. I promise you there is something here that someone else will want to hear. Also, take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can get there really easily at coffeewithrhondashow.com. So my name is Rhonda Y. Williams, and I'm your host for the show. And my past experience as a chief nursing officer and a hospital CEO taught me a lot about stress, not always in a good way. So today, I really advocate for operating at a very high level, but really with a focus on well-being as well as high performance. So we do that at Above the Grind Leadership. We are a global strategic consulting and a training organization, and we help you do just that. So if you want to learn more about the work we do in the world, you can visit us at atgleadership.com. Today, I am on the road, and you all can see, looks like a hotel room behind me, right? So I am on the road in the hotel room, and honestly, I just got boring old hotel coffee. There is nothing fun or exciting happening in this cup. So that's what's happening. That's what's happening with me. So let's introduce our co-host, and Marae, good evening. Good evening to you.
Good morning to you. It's evening time here in Perth, Australia, 10 p.m. This is Marae Tulekima, the greatness engineer, as you know me. And I am an engineer, obviously, but also an entrepreneur. But I actually focus on a woman in male-dominated environment, helping them to be visible and to step into their greatness. And today I'm drinking water. So that's nothing special today, just water.
Do you have anything special in your cup either?
So. Nothing special.
Okay, so let's introduce our special guest today, and I'll do a quick introduction, and then we will welcome into the coffee table. So our special guest today is Jason Hill. He's a tech entrepreneur, podcast host, and founder of the Owl app, revolutionizing connections through instant one-on-one audio calls. With features in prominent publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, he's recognized for his forward-thinking use of technology. through his nationally syndicated podcast, the Boca Raton Shrimp Tank, and the Owl podcast, Jason has conducted over 300 interviews, showcasing his commitment to highlighting the stories of CEOs and entrepreneurs and experts while fostering relationships in the business community. Jason, welcome to the coffee table.
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited. A year ago, around there, I remember running out with my kids and I saw you go live on the Owl app. And it was those early days where every person mattered. I was like, we got to get them on calls. We got to show them the benefits of the platform. And I remember you having a guest on your show and I was giving you some tips on what to ask that guest. Of course, my background of being a financial advisor came through during your show and gave you some tips on what to ask that individual. So excited to be on the other side and be on your show today.
Thank you so much for being here. So Jason, tell me, do you have a cup and what do you have? You held up something. What's in that cup?
Yeah, I have a little bit of everything. I got Starbucks over here and I got my water over here. And also look at this. I took a picture so I could show the audience. I have a beautiful little coffee bar right there.
Oh, yeah.
Some people are lucky.
If you look closely, see all the different syrups right there from Starbucks, right? We have a shaker. We got the beautiful ice maker right there. We got the mini fridge. So yeah, I'm a big coffee fan. That's what the episode's going to be about today.
Absolutely.
Quality coffee at your office, right?
did you catch the funny at the end of the intro? The funny we do at the end of every one of our openings. Awesome. So let's dive in and get started today. We're going to talk a lot about the Owl app. Genius
there we
doesn't
go. There's
have
my phone
no decaf. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. A fellow enthusiast. Absolutely. So we're going to talk a lot about the app today and we're going to connect it to leadership, Jason, because I know that you've been building and growing this and you've got some lessons to share with us. Before we do that, let's say good morning to a few folks out there. Mom is out there. Hey, Mom, good morning. She says, good morning. Nothing in my cup until afternoon. It's a God thing, but excited that the show has life. Each episode takes us on a new journey. That's awesome, Mom. Thanks for tuning in. Christopher is out there, my dear friend and mentor and brand guru, all things extraordinary. Hey, great to see you. Rock and roll, Jason, he says. And Antonio, hey, Antonio, nice to see you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're LinkedIn fans, and so we connect and chat a lot on LinkedIn. So thanks so much for tuning in. So I want to get started because, Jason, you sent us a quote, and I asked every guest for an opening quote, and that's where we begin. So let's share your opening quote, and then after we do this, Jason, I'm going to ask you why this quote. Yeah. Why does this stand out, and why is this meaningful for you? So we'll share that now. For those of you listening later on audio only format, it says, go, you go, you get. You go, you get. And so, Jason, now I'm really interested in understanding more of what does that mean and where did that come from?
Yeah, so when I was a child, I would be brought all over South Florida to flea markets and garage sales. I was raised in New York by an entrepreneur, my father. He ran a store in New York City called Captain Hooks. And he would just go to all these locations. There was no eBay back in the day in the 70s and 80s and 90s, right? I was born in the 80s. And, you know, he just taught me, like, you go and you never know what you're going to get at the end of the day. So sometimes when I was a young child, it was like a remote control car. And I was so excited to get home and play with my cars and my toys. And I just learned a valuable lesson from my father, which was just, you know, go into opportunities without expectations, right? That's the analogy there. And when we look at Owl, it's the same thing. People go in thinking, oh, what is it in it for me? You know, if I call this person, and I always say, you can't judge a book by its cover. If you call someone like yourself, Rhonda, you just don't know what will come out the other end. Maybe you're going to get an opportunity to meet Rhonda in person. Maybe you're going to meet at the next convention, if it's related to wealth management, for example. Maybe it's to get her, you know, on your podcast show or vice versa to be on your show. But I always really believed in just, you know, going in without expectations, and you just can be amazed by the results that could come out. So I'm a big fan. You go, you get, and I've seen that through my career in multiple directions with OWL in the financial service space. And of course, when I moved to Florida, right, I put myself out there through podcasting, and really I've turned the corner after 300 episodes on the OWL podcast or the Shrimp Tank, just really, you know, being there for others and really just, you know, putting myself out there. Right. Mm-hmm. That's really it. And good things come from that when you do.
I love it, Jason, because going in, Murray, going into something without expectations is not an easy thing to do. So it sounds a bit easier, Jason, than it actually is. And and Murray, I know that as you I see you show up in a lot of different places, and I feel like this is something that you embody as well.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I embody. And me, my personal motto is don't leave anything on the table of life. Whatever you have, just go and get it and then do something with it. And I think it's really related to what Jason just said, is that, you know, you don't have to go with any expectation. Just show up and then grab whatever you have in the table, don't leave it, and then you run with it. And that's really how, you know, you start to create, you know, some the thing, amazing things, and really create value for others. And then it actually bounces back with, you know, with positivity for you.
Yeah, no, I love it. I believe that too. And I'm practicing every day. No expectations. You know, it's something I have to repeat to myself, to just go in. And there's a freedom in that, right? And releasing everything that comes with it. But Jason, why the OWL app? Tell us what inspired you to create this app. And then also be sure, for those that are not familiar with it, just sort of recap on what is the app? Because we want people, if you don't have the OWL app and you're out there, we definitely want you to sign up today. So tell us a little bit about that, Jason.
Yeah, so OWL is the first platform that I'm aware of that you could log into right now and look at different experts that are available to speak to one-on-one. And those experts set their price at any level they want. They could be as little as $1 for a 10-minute call, or $1,000 for a 10-minute call, or $10,000 for a 10-minute call, right? That expert chooses what they want to put on their call for a 10-minute price. And then, you know, once you are on a call with that individual, you could request more time. So it really creates great boundaries for the person who's making the call. And it also creates boundaries for the expert, because if they have another meeting coming up, they might just start with 10 minutes and nicely decline and say, sorry, I have another meeting. Or they might not have wanted to extend it. They weren't feeling comfortable on the call. They also get to leave a review for one another at the end of the phone conversation. So it's really helping people build connections and rich relationships quicker than other platforms. When we look at platforms like LinkedIn, as an example, we're on there, we're commenting on posts, we're liking them, and then we get over to the message inbox and we're trying to form a relationship with individuals, and we head over to Zoom, and then we jump into the issue of, like, you know, scheduling and cancellations, and we all get frustrated with which meetings we should take because, you know, it's hard to really read someone's profile and make that intuition decision. But what's really nice with OWL is you could read, you know, the reviews that others have left on each person's profile and really feel comfortable, you know, making a call to that individual. Let's say they're $10 for 10 minutes and that person had 100 other phone calls and everyone has raving reviews about the individual. So it really makes it very comfortable to make that call. And we're just building, you know, rich relationships through the platform. We've had, I think we have like 20,000 reviews left on the platform by the community so far. And we just have thousands of calls happening per month right now. And, you know, we are a startup. We launched a year and a half ago, approximately, on the App Store, and it's just been really cool to see the amount of people posting on other socials, sharing stories that OWL's made impact to their lives. Because sometimes making an impact on their business, but sometimes just friendships or personal situations they're running through. Maybe, you know, they just went through a nasty divorce, and they just want, you know, a tribe that they could connect with and and just share stories with and have a voice on the other end of that call. And it was really hard during COVID for a lot of people that ran into situations like that. So we're seeing a lot of personal case scenarios, like someone wants to adopt a child. We have an adoption specialist on there, for example. Or they want to pick someone's brain in the nursing or medical field. So we do have medical professionals there. So we're seeing a lot of just, you know, quick calls, 10, 20 minutes on average, and just, you know, good opportunities blossoming. So kind of like you go, you get, you know, you just never know what you're going to get on the other end of an owl call. You have this assumption.
Ooh, love that.
I'm going to call this real estate professional, but like, I don't really need real estate advice or knowledge. But then all of a sudden you're like, it has nothing to do with that. You're talking about strategy for posting on LinkedIn or TikTok or Instagram, or you're talking about a CRM system, or you're talking about music. Like, it could go so many different directions. No one could showcase themselves on their LinkedIn profile or Instagram profile, you know, with all the knowledge that they have behind the scenes. We all have so much of it. So OWL's really just bringing back the core values, what is missing on socials today, because everyone's gone so deep into the metrics of just likes and followers, and you know, like, that does not tell the story. You know, there's so many people like me who don't even post on Instagram, right? I'm not doing that. Like, I don't have enough time to use every social platform, but people immediately size you up based on your account, and we know that's not the case, right? So OWL is just good old, you know, phone conversation, building rich relationships and connections, and at lightning speed with less friction.
So Jason, I see that Verily is on here too. Hey Verily, thanks so much for tuning in. And he says, trusting yourself is key. And I wonder about, because the OWL app is this great, wonderful sort of ecosystem.
Yes.
I find in the tech world, many times we leave out, we focus on entrepreneurs and people with CRMs and social media and all of this, and we leave out the business corporate leaders who might also need support. I'm dealing with this tough issue. I don't feel like I can speak to that at work. I need a safe sort of place to be able to go do that. And I wonder if, before I get to really dive into the leadership stuff, if there is any inclination on your part to really build out a community for leaders and professionals who don't currently really have that.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think I just saw Simon Sinek talking about leadership skills on a TikTok, and you know, he just said you're always learning. Like, it's not as easy as everyone makes it. With the changes with technology and improving and company culture, it is so hard to be a leader today. And you look at what's going on in Israel right now, and you look at like posts going on and cancel culture. It's like as a CEO, you know, or founder today, it's like it's extremely difficult. And when we're talking about leadership, it's just like you think you have it right one day, and then you know the next day it changes. So, you know, what Simon was saying is like you always got to be reading books, listening to podcasts, and really talking to other leaders.
Right.
So when we talk about OWL, we've created something called Mentorship Mondays, where people could feel comfortable dropping their price to $1. Let's say we have this big influencer or big leader on the platform. It could be the CEO of Celsius Beverage, as an example, right? He has to sometimes, you know, be careful going on certain platforms. It's a publicly traded company. But what's really unique is like with OWL, if it's Mentorship Mondays, he could just feel in the mood to give back. Right. He's a true leader. He's ramped up his brand to astronomical numbers going against Coke and Pepsi. You know, no beverage, no energy drink ever makes it in that industry. And the point being is he could feel like he's given back to his community by taking calls on OWL for $1, because we all know it's not about money in his situation. Right. He'd go on the platform, charge $1,000 and get it. Right. But most people in his situation are like, well, how do I not devalue myself by going on here? By charging $5, $10, if they just want to connect with people, because he's human too. Everyone is.
Right.
Sometimes you just feel like talking to someone and getting a second opinion, or you're driving your car and you just rather, you know, have a chat versus listening to the music or podcast. Right. But with OWL, you know, I'm just using that as an example. Like, he could go live on Mentorship Mondays and say, I'm live for an hour. Call me, you know, ask me any questions about leadership. And it's really cool because we've seen a lot of professionals take to that because they're so many people that have that knowledge, but they don't know how to provide it, right? It's not as easy as like, oh, join a group or join a college. Like colleges, you know, have difficulties finding the right route with mentors and students, as an example. Mm-hmm. It's a consistent problem. You hear everyone say, get a mentor. But everyone's like, how do I get a mentor? Like, it's not, it's like, there's not a list to find.
Right.
And then everyone's like, it'll just show up at the right time. It's like, you know, we hope for that. But I know I've ran 300 shows and I always ask, like, do you have a mentor? And then a lot of people say, I wish I had one, you know, but I kind of have like some quasi ones, you know, but a true mentor, someone that you don't pay, that you literally could just call, you know, and they could give you a tip on a bad day, right? And pick up and be there for you. And what's unique with Owl is it's practically free. That's the point. It's a dollar,
right?
You're saying
that.
Here, you could call me at a buck, you know, and chat and take some knowledge. So we have, you know, built that into the platform. We'll see where it goes and we'll see how we expand from it. But for now, it's just simple, 9 to 12 EST time zone every Monday. We post about it all the time. And we really want the community to share that knowledge and help others.
Thank you, Jason. I think that's really cool. And I want to talk about, you brought up Simon Sinek and a lot of the work that he does around leadership. And really on this show, we do a lot of leadership because I don't really care what you're doing in life. There's a leadership element and aspect to that, right? So we want to showcase and highlight that. So I want to talk now, and this will be for both you and Marae, about the challenges of when you are going for that BHAG, right? When you set your sights on something big, like the OWL app, and I'm going to build this app and I'm going to build this community, and you set that big, hairy, audacious goal, oftentimes we run into something that we weren't sure we're going to run into. So I'm going to start with, what surprised you on the journey of building this community? And then Marae, I'll ask you also in building your global community, what surprised you as well? So Jason, we'll start with you.
You know, I was just surprised how hard it was to build an app, right? To get people to download it. Often you hear, if you build a great idea that solves a problem, you know, people flock to it and use it. And I was just really shocked that I was texting friends, texting all my past podcast guests, because I had their cell phone numbers, and emailing friends and contacts, and realizing like, wow, this is hard. Like, they have to go to the App Store or Google Play Store, download it, then sign up, right? Everyone's like, oh, I downloaded it. I was like, but I don't see you on the app. And then I'd be with them in person, like, look, it's right here. I'm like, but you don't have a profile. So they took the effort to download it, but then they, you know, people, you know, become lazier today. There's so many apps, there's so many websites, there's so many logins. So a lot of people just kind of like, something comes up, you know, their phone rings, and then they stop that process. So I was just really shocked on, you know, how difficult it was to get people to download. The first 1,000 people to download this app was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. It was so difficult. So that was the first surprise. The second would be, just how nasty, you know, people can get, you know, over basic things, right? When you look at the App Store, and we're talking about leadership and how you have to ignore the noise because you know that you're making great impact, and to ignore the negative comments. I mean, literally, like, people willing, after like not getting like a password in their email, like it went to spam, obviously, right? And then they're like, couldn't get into OWL, couldn't log in, never got the password, and just like bashing us. It's like, there's a small business owner on the other side. Like, don't you have some feelings for that person? And it's like, people have come to the point where like, there is no feeling sometimes. And, you know, it just stinks because you're like, you know, my heart's there, and the reviews matter so much in these stores, and people are so quick to judge, so quick, you know, when it didn't go their way, versus just sending an email and then immediately getting a response, right? We respond to all emails within 24 hours and just saying like, it's in your spam, check it, right? Or your email is being blocked for a different reason by our third party provider. And that's because on your end, like something occurred, right? Third party providers block you if they think it's spam due to other website issues that you've been signing into. So it's just really interesting how quickly, and we deal with money. So the second a dollar is not in someone's account, you can't believe the amount of emails that we receive over a buck. And, you know, it's just like, I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, take a breath, you know, give a company a chance. And I think in society, like, we're seeing people just, you know, they make a judgment call immediately overnight, and then they just want to publicly bash it. And it's just like, I think people are responding too quickly. So I've just learned that as a founder, like, you know, just have thick skin, and don't overreact to all these comments that are coming, and really stay to the goal, and know that we have a community that's backing it up. The community, you know, is out there posting and sharing the stories, because again, it's such a simple platform. Mm-hmm. Call someone and build a relationship and a connection. And if you did 100 of those calls, you would just have to think, like, how is it not possible to build, you know, genuine relationships and connections? Right. And that's why I just ignore that. I know that, like, these people don't understand it. And it's cool to see our haters become our fans. I recently saw someone who did a little bashing early on, deleted the app, and then came back and now, you know, said the opposite. Like, hey, I really enjoy your platform way more than Clubhouse. You respond. You're a leader that's there all the time in the community. I see you active, taking calls, and I lead by example. So going back to leadership, that. You know how many times I've seen people create platforms and I'm like, but you're not using your own technology, right? So then you're telling everyone, why don't they use it? And you have excuses, but like, I have the highest call count on the platform. And it was a guy like me, you know, on a Saturday, I was inside my house and it was pouring outside. And I never forget it. I saw you go live. So the way our app works is you follow people and get a notification when they go live. So I knew who Rhonda was. And I'm like, oh, I got to speak to her. I'm like, Julia, I'm going to run outside real quick. I got to take 10 minutes just to say hello real quick. Because if I didn't do that and you didn't get her call, you might not have really saw the true value of the platform.
Right.
So I'm just one of those leaders that just leads by example, and it's all public information. My call count's out there. Obviously, I'm live all the time on my two podcasts, and I'm transparent with our community, and they really enjoy that as a leader. I think people are sick of like leaders hiding and then like shifting overnight and deleting stuff, like what happened with Clubhouse. They're like, what just happened? Like, you know, all my connections got deleted, and it felt like, you know, like, you know, like a snaky car salesman maneuver, right? Yeah. And I think that's where our community is growing strong. We're going nice and slow, and we're at a good pace right now. And I can't wait to impact millions of people, because I'm sticking to the mission.
Awesome. Yeah, no, Jason, that's really cool. And when I think we could do a whole show on just the segment you talked about where people are quick to judge. I really do think, Murray, we need to do a show on that, because we
definitely
have, yeah. And so I want to come to you, Murray, and ask you, as a business owner, what have you been surprised by?
Yeah, I've been surprised by the amount of attention that people really want from you when they see you as a leader. They don't really understand that as a leader, you also need some boundaries. And every single, you know, problem or every single challenge, I expect you to get this time. Obviously, as a leader, you have to make the time, but you also have to be able to put some boundaries so that, you know, you lead by example, but for them to actually take action and really stay, you know, on top of their own issues and on top of, you know, whatever they're looking for, and not just having you as the central person all the time. So it has been very difficult at the beginning to really, you know, detach myself sometime from some of, you know, the people in the audience, or people who really expected me to really give the full attention to them when I had, you know, they are over, you know, obviously the audience was growing, and you definitely can't give, you know, the same amount of time to, you know, to anybody. You really have to, you know, just show them the way, and they have to be, make them understand that they are the one actually, you know, who have to lead. Leader doesn't mean that you have all the responses or all the answers to their problem or to their issue. They need to understand that it's just, you know, guiding them and showing them how to do, but they have to stay independent. And that has been the key, you know, challenge. And like Jason was saying as well, people getting impatient when they don't get what they want, they start to be very negative and start to really gossip and, you know, and really try to belittle the person, and which is not, you know, which is not really what you're looking for. But you have to ignore those negative and negative, you know, reaction, and really focus on, you know, pushing and focusing on staying positive and focusing on the goal that you're putting for yourself and for this platform and for, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. And sometimes it's hard, sometimes you lose control, but most of the time, you know, with time you get really better at it.
No, thanks, Marae. No, I appreciate that. I'm going to go back to a comment for a second. Mom said, when looking at Owl, I was reminded of the song Bow Owl on the Prowl from in the Heat of the Night. So, JC, you'll have that stuck into your head. She said she'd like to explain more about the Owl app because she wasn't quite sure what it was. And she said, of course, that was a joke. Of course, Mom, we know that. I do think, though, I want to talk a little bit about, as you're going through these challenges, and we talked about leadership and we talked about negativity, is there a practice for self? Like, how do you keep your head on straight so that you are not being weighed down by the negative that's being thrown at you and that sort of thing, so that you can keep going? Because Jason, you did show up on my call, and you know what? It's the reason you and I are sitting here now, because that started a relationship. It did. It started a relationship, and then you responded. I asked a question about my show. We had a really good financial guru coming up, and I asked the audience for some feedback and what we should ask. And Jason, right? So it started that one phone call, started a relationship, and now we're here. And now I'm hoping that one day I can come on your podcast, and one day that we get to meet in person, and all of these things as I continue to support the Owl app, because I frankly think it's pretty cool, right, out there. So how do you stay positive, Jason? Do you have a practice, a personal self-leadership practice that you use to keep yourself in the game? And Christopher says, people are negative. What? Surprise.
It's one word, Rhonda. Come on. It's the name of your show.
Coffee. Just,
you know, this puts you in a good mindset, right? This keeps you positive. You could be having a bad day, drink one of those. And all of a sudden, you know, you're like, wait, you know, why was I paying attention to that negative comment? I'm good. But it goes back to my quote, you go, you get, what you were just talking about. Like, I went out there, I called you, and then look at us now. You're right. I planted that seed, and I made time for you, and I gave a little bit, right? I didn't ask for anything. I gave, right? Too many people are just like asking up front, like right off the bat, I could have been like, hey, Rhonda, I see you have a podcast show. Could I come on? Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't know who this person is from a hole. I just had a 5-minute call with him, right? But instead, I led with value. I said, hey, this is a creative question that I think you should ask him. You know, that's not as fluffy, right? Because so often we get fluffy questions.
Yeah.
And when it comes to your question you asked me about being positive, you know, let's not sugarcoat this. And I'm one of those transparent types. It's hard, right? You have cycles as a startup founder. You know, and especially a mobile app, right? Any mobile app just has ups and downs because you're dealing with Apple and the Google Play Store that set their own rules and they change them overnight. And then that could make a major ripple impact to your entire platform. It also could be very costly out of the blue, right? Laws change out of the blue that require you to make changes on your platform. I have bad days. Right. I could comfortably tell you, like, yesterday, I was in a funk, and I was like, why am I in a funk? Like, nothing's bad in my life right now, but it was like up here. So something I do, I'll just share like my personal day-to-day routine, because that's how I try to do it to stay out of a funk. I personally wake up every day at 6:45, and I'm 10 minutes later, I'm running laps around my pool. Right. My neighborhood probably looks at me and like, what's this guy doing? He's always just running in a circle. It's a quiet jog. I listen to some music and I jog. Right. And then I jump in the pool for 15, 20 minutes. So that my routine, you know, does not stop. I do not want to jump in that pool every day. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't. Today I did not want to do it because I had a bad day yesterday, but I got it. I'm going to be on a podcast and it's going to put me in a better mindset. Yeah. So right off the bat is just like making sure you get physical activity. when I have physical activity, I find my day goes better. And just have the discipline. We never want to do it, right? I never want to jump in that pool every day. But I just know, like, I have to have the discipline, you know, to get in that pool every morning. And it gets cold in January in Florida. So sometimes it's in the 50s and I jump in that pool. So point being is, like, stay into a routine. Too many people are jumping and flopping from their routine all the time. I try to go to sleep at a reasonable time. And I really am scheduled out. I make sure that I put my more important things in the mornings, like this podcast, because in the afternoon, I would be tired. We did this podcast at 3 o'clock. You would have been like, Jason was okay. Right. If I did 11, you're like, he's got a lot of energy. Right. So I make it a point to prioritize my meetings. But I also leave time for family. I'm not one of those absentee fathers that's working all the time. People think that they're like, you are a workaholic. I'm like, you don't even know my other side. You're making a judgment. You know, every Friday night I have dinner with my family. I get home at 6 o'clock ish, or we meet at Meisner Park in Boca. And then the whole weekend I'm with the family. And yes, I could take a minute to do a call on Alga's instant. Right. And take 20 minutes while my kids are playing video games or something. Right. So the point I'm making is just, like, you know, it all starts with the right schedule, the right people around you. Everyone knows that, right. That are also positive, but they have bad days too. So when people say that quote, is like, have awesome people around you, it's like, those awesome people have bad days as well. Right. They have relationships and they come into the office and they need some coffee to brighten up their day. So my whole thing, I mean, you see all these motivational quotes up on the board here. Those are autographs from our past guests that have come on our show. And I just try to ignore noise and always just bite my tongue. I find that biting your tongue is the hardest thing on emails when you know the person is wrong, right? You know it, but you're like, you know, thanks for your patience and I hope you have a great day. We're doing the best to try to improve the platform. You know, we have bugs and everyone's, again, expectations is Instagram or Facebook, yeah. Right? That experience that, you know, people are not seeing that has been poured billions of dollars into development, billions with a B, right? When a startup comes out, they're usually like 100,000 to 300,000 for a mobile app, right? And everyone expects, like, where are all these features? I want to do this. I want to do that. I'm like, that costs millions. Bear with us. We'll get there one day, but we have to start, you know, with a proven concept and a model. So, you know, it's just trying to always position yourself in good environments. I don't drink alcohol during the week. I get a drink coupon on a Tuesday night for an event I participated at. And I went and got a seltzer, right? So a lot of people, you know, can't help themselves to get that alcoholic drink. But I'm like, I have a podcast the next morning. If I have that one drink, it's going to make me this much worse on the show the next morning. Mm-hmm. I don't drink Monday through Friday. So it's just prioritizing your life, right? And putting yourself in good environments, right? Wow. If you're putting yourself in an environment at 3 a.m. every Friday night and Saturday night, and then trying to wake up on a Monday to do business, you can't tell me and bullshit me that it's going to go well on Monday morning if you have a big meeting. So I really prioritize, you know, situations and my schedule. And I do have to say no a lot. And it's hard because everyone has FOMO. You want to do things, you know, there's cool conventions to go to and you have to say no sometimes. Yeah. And things cost money. So you got to be very careful. So I also make sure that I'm doing the right things financially, which is why most things fail. Of course, we know that. Yeah. Like 99% of things fail because of money issues.
So you definitely said a lot there. And one of the things that keeps coming up, right? The judgments that we make of other people, you're a workaholic and all of these things, because you're putting your standard on them. We do need to do a show on that. It's on my list now. It's on my radar now. I've got it dialed in.
It has to happen.
Yeah, Chris says, bingo. Yes, lead with value. That's key, and give first. Absolutely. So, Murray, I'm going to do the greatness minute. And when we come back, I want you to tell us about how you lead yourself in those challenging moments through times. How do you move past when someone is being judgmental or maybe as Jason just said, they're just wrong, right? And how do you keep yourself up here? So let's go and do your greatness minute and then we'll come back to talk about that.
This is Mariah, the Greatness Engineer, with you today. Welcome to the Greatness Minute. I want to stress out today the importance of staying focused. And staying focused requires you to have clarity in your purpose, in your mission, and have a plan. And when you have that, I encourage you to not get distracted by anything else and stay focused, because greatness requires focus. I mean, you're going to disappoint people on your way to greatness, because people will try to bring their ideas, to try to sidetrack you. But don't say yes if those things are not aligned with your purpose and your mission. Say no. And that's simple, because if you're not, you'll be completely sidetracked and it might actually cost you your greatness. So that's all I wanted to share with you. Remember, say no to things that are not aligned with your mission and your purpose. Thank you for being with us. See you next time.
All right. Yeah.
So that's your answer. It's you really have to stay focused and have this me time that helps you to reconnect with yourself and really understand that whatever people say, it's always linked to them. You know, it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be you being, you know, whatever they say. It's really their own experience that they're basically projecting on you. And when you understand that, you're able to, you know, to take a back seat and really come with the right, you know, the right narrative and confront them if that's what's needed to communicate with them and make them understand, you know, what you're all about, what are your values, what is your purpose, and why you are really, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. And then I think you can actually, you know, handle those kind of things. So the key thing is really spend time with yourself, because you know that's gonna be the key thing, being able to manage yourself when this negativity is coming to you. You really have to, you know, believe in yourself and, you know, reiterate in your mind what you're trying to accomplish and tell yourself that this is just noise, and you don't have to really put a lot of attention to that. You can address it, but it's not really the most important, you know, as you journey toward your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, I think it's true. Focus and discipline. Jason, you mm-hmm. have a routine, all of that. One of the things I'll add about staying positive and creating a positive space is if I'm having a bad day, it's my bad day. I have no desire to have everyone else have a bad day by me regurgitating it all day long or putting it on everyone else or, you know, mistreating people because I'm feeling bad. It's my bad day, and mm-hmm. I need to deal with that, and I need to own that. So it's one of the things. There are very few people that get to know that I'm having a bad day because it's mine. I need to own mm-hmm. that. Now, if it's regarding my team or something like that I need to address as leadership, I can share that I may be frustrated or whatever, and we're mm-hmm. solutioning as we're moving forward. But I think that's a little bit different. But just having everyone else have a bad day because you're having a bad day, I think is the opposite, I think, of self-leadership. Mm-hmm. So, and then Mom said, what did she say? I agree with Jason about doing all kinds of things and then going to work thinking that you're going to do a great job, right? It's mm-hmm. it's really about you and your choices that you're making. So I want to ask now, as we're, Jason, you are in the tech space. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think, a really challenging place to be. Murray is an engineer, right? So how do you build feedback in? So you said you get a lot of feedback on the app. How do you prioritize what is going to become a priority for the app and for you as the founder, with giving all of the feedback that you're getting? Because, and here's why I ask for context. Yeah. I talk to leaders a lot about feedback, and I say feedback mm-hmm. is all around us 365, right? Feedback is not only when I am specifically asking you for feedback. Feedback is if people are not using the app, what are they saying when they're using the app? What did they say after the app? I may ask you nothing and I still come out with a ton of feedback. So how are you, Jason, prioritizing and using feedback?
Yeah, so I'm going to say a funny quote, and it's definitely not PG right now because somebody just put it on my desk. So it's not obviously about the bad view, it's more about opinions, but opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one and they all stink. So, you know, when it comes to like feedback, everyone's like telling you this, that, they're all telling your opinion, they're all criticizing your app. Sometimes you're not asking. Like lots of times I'm like, you got to meet this person, and they never even downloaded the app. And they're just like, Jason, you should do this, you should do that. I'm like, you just saw a video on a website about an app. How do you know that we're not like, what if we're doing bad? Like who's told you we're doing bad? Like where is this coming from? We're doing great. And I'm like, I thought we were just meeting and networking. I'm like, I didn't ask for your opinion. Right. So you end up getting a ton of feedback because people can't help themselves. And they look at it from their lens of like how to, and they're trying to be helpful, of course, but sometimes you're not asking, you know. But when it comes to like feedback from our actual community, like that's the stuff you're talking about of like, hey, you should update this feature, that feature. Right. Of course, you always see me killing everyone with kindness right off the bat. I say, thank you so much. You know, appreciate you giving us feedback. And we add it to a list, right? And then I'm always looking at the list. You know, if we ever release to the App Store, let's say every quarter approximately, we release something with new updates. And pretty much we have to make an intuition decision. You know, what would be best for our community right now? Is it, you know, getting text messages, you know, when you miss a call, right? We added that last quarter to improve it. So that way the visibility was better because sometimes people didn't see the notification that they missed a call. So that was a major, you know, little thing that had made improvement. Requesting that someone could call you back. That was like 8 months ago. That was great. So now if you miss a call, you'd be like, hey, I missed it by accident. I had, you know, ran to the bathroom, but you know, I got a missed call notification or a text now. Now you could just hit a button and request them to ring you again. Life happens, right? So we just really, you know, we have a team of engineers, developers, and we meet every single morning. 8:30 in the morning, I am on that call. You know, we're going through the board of what they're building, what the updates are, and I never miss a meeting because I'm in my car. I drive my kids to school, so I'm always in the car anyway. So I'm doing it on Zoom in the car on audio, and pretty much we just talk about it. You know, we have a team of people saying this is what we believe is the priority, but of course I have the final say. So, you know, I have the intuition to go quick. You know, because it's not, you know, a huge company with lawyers. You know, when people say, Jason, like, are you concerned about LinkedIn building this? I go, of course I'm concerned, but it's going to take them 3 years to do it, right? Because it's got to go through boardroom after boardroom of meetings and lawyers. And with an app like ours with money, like, there's going to be a lot of meetings. So, you know, when I look at feedback, I take it all serious and I just put it on a list. And that's important because a lot of times people get feedback, but they never put it on a list. And they forget. And then the people in the community lose trust in the platform. Like, I give them all this feedback and they never see it anything ever happening. Not on our app. In our app, we have a community group on Facebook. And I post, I go, what do you guys think about, you know, the top bar? And that was only like 3 weeks ago. If you think about it, I was like, should we put Owlet at the top? And I said, no, let's just keep it simple. I'm like, I'm interested in. And we got a lot of feedback and we went with that. So sometimes I'm doing intuition decisions. And sometimes I'm really asking the community, even this logo, it's on that side, the Owl logo, like it was, you know, a little chubbier, it was a little different looking, and the community on LinkedIn helped us back then before, you know, made it to the App Store. So I really believe in getting feedback, but you gotta be careful. So here's the thing. People sometimes take too much feedback and they wanna impress everyone and be nice to everybody, and they do too much. Most technologies fail because they do too much. Right.
Exactly.
And our app is a great example. Like, hey, when could you add text to it so I could charge for text messages? The next, like, could we have a chat feature in the app? Then it's, can we do video in the app? Can we do intro app calls in the app? Right. There's so many things you could add to our platform that obviously you could see after your first phone call that could be done on our platform. And I always say, like, it will come, but we have to first build our core, you know, users and then in our community. And then one day we'll see what's important and we'll go down the line, because right now we want to just keep it basic. What I've learned from my podcast, listening to all entrepreneurs, it's simple things scale. When you overcomplicate things, it, you know, it ends up actually hurting the results. When you look at In-N-Out Burger, right? It's still so simple, the menu's simple. And then when you go to certain restaurants where it's like, it's other than cheesecake, they're the only ones that get away with this, but like, most restaurants, they have too many things. And it's just like you end up having a bad experience. You order the wrong thing and you get frustrated what you should do. But the simplest businesses end up scaling that solve a problem. And we're solving a problem. People are having trouble connecting. There's too many guards up today. There's too much friction in the inbox. And I can't tell you how many influencers I met. And I'm like, what do you do with all these messages? And the answer is always the same. I can't possibly go through them all. Like, I get so many. I go, so what do you do? They do nothing. Mm-hmm. I go, so you're sitting there telling me, like, if you want, there's potentially $100,000 opportunities in your inbox from a big brand saying we'd love to partner with you as brand ambassador. It goes gone. The brands aren't going to chase. Like, no way. If we're paying for talent, we're not chasing. Right? Mm-hmm. So Owl actually helps all of that out. Because now if you're an influencer, you could say, hey, you could always find me on Owl. And then that way, the right people will call them. Because it's not about the money. It's about the relationship. It's about the connection. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's really awesome. I think I want to do something now. I want to do our top two now. And then we're going to come back and ask our final question as we get to wrap up. But so I do this top two. And at times I'll have this question and give you an opportunity to respond with your top two. So today's question I'm going to ask, and then we're going to come back and answer it on the other side. So I thought this one was funny. So if you could eliminate a food, so no one could ever eat it again because you think it's awful, you think no one should ever eat it, what would that food be? And in this case, you can give me a top one or two. So think about that for a moment. And on the other side, we're going to do, if you could eliminate any food that you believe no one else should ever eat, what food would that be? And we'll come back and answer right after this. All right, Marae, let's start with you. If you can eliminate—
this is very hard, and I'm going to have some enemy today because I'm pointing out to this fruit that they call durian in Malaysia. The smell is so, you know, it's so strong. And for me, no way I would, you know, eliminate this food from my diet. But please, my Malaysian friends, please don't hurt me.
Well, now they know that you don't want it, so at least maybe they'll stop offering it, right? So that's great. Thank you.
I heard that it's very, you know, it's very tasty, but the spell is just so difficult. And yeah, the second one, I don't actually know really. maybe beef. I don't like beef, so maybe beef is one thing that I would you know, just ban completely. So that's all. The rest, all good.
Okay. All right, Jason.
This is hard. You're putting me on the line. I'm like going through my mind of like what food. It's like we know it's horrible for us, but we keep going back. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because like as a kid, like I love Burger King, you know, the good old chicken mm-hmm. sandwich, yeah. But I know it's so bad for me. Right. And then soda, mm-hmm. you know, if we were eliminate, it's well, if we're going to count soda, right. I think soda is doing so much damage to everyone. You
really?
Know, I kick soda. I drink a Diet Coke or two, you know, probably a month now. Like I love it, you know, but I do think just going to water and seltzer. I did a 75-day hard challenge where I drink a gallon of water a day, and it really improved things, okay. Right? And I just look at it as like, you know, we try to, you know, do all these crazy things for health all the time, and it's simple. Again, going back to simple things scale, well, simple things in life make your mindset better, and it's drinking water, right? So I think if we could just eliminate like the basic Diet Coke, you know, and Coca-Cola products and syrups in there and just like stick into that, you know, we would all be better as a society. You know, so I think that because that then leads to junk food eating, right? Then we eat more candy bars and chocolate and we, mm-hmm. you know, and they're on every single corner, and then you just want to keep snacking. So I would say soda would be the elimination to help society out.
All right. I'm not
a food though. It's a drink. So I kind
of. Well, I mean, well, if that's what you got, it's cool. That's the best thing about this question, right? You can answer however you want. I think for me, the thing that I'm gonna eliminate is spam. I'm like, what is this stuff? I don't even know what it is. It's in this can. It's just weird. I'm just like, okay, no. And it is the food in Hawaii. It is the thing, right? Everything is in spam is all over Hawaii. And I get it. I guess the import and it's preserved and all of that stuff. But I'm like, why are we eating
what? What is that? I never heard of spam.
It's like some processed mushed together meats or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Chunks of ham.
Yeah, it's just and then the second thing for me is raw oysters. Nobody can ever eat raw oysters. Now
I like raw oysters.
I'm only speaking from my lens. I'm like, I don't even want to see people eat it. Okay. I'm just like, if you're gonna eat it, you've
got it. Delicious with lime or lemon.
The raw oysters. All right. And so Christopher said drinking pure fresh water. Is that what you're gonna eliminate? What are you gonna eliminate? Eliminate insects for protein. That is true. There are a lot of places that eat insects.
Crickets. And they're rats as well, rats.
Yes. I mean, I guess if you fry it and cover it in chocolate, maybe. I mean, I don't know. And then Wendy, so we missed a message chat earlier from Wendy, who said it's all about connection. Love that. So let's go to our final wrap up as we move forward. And what? All right. Mom said snake meat because they eat rats. Mom wants to eliminate snake meat. Snake. I don't know. I can't. Ugh. I should probably ask a different question because now I'm just all queasy. About this stuff. Okay. So as we wrap up and move forward, you know, leadership is a big part, as I mentioned earlier, of accomplishing any goals. Oh, we need to take our coffee shot also. So our wrap up question for today is really going to be, where do you go from here as a leader? I think all of us, leadership is not an arrival. It's a journey. And so, Jason, I'm going to ask you, and Maria, I'm going to ask you, what do you need as leaders? Like, what do you need to help you continue to grow and move forward to do the big things that you're doing? You're both doing big things, having huge community impact. What do you need in order to continue making that happen? But let's answer that as we wrap up. Let's do that as a part of our wrap up and what's in your cup. So the first thing we need to do is take our coffee shots. All right, got it, thank you.
I've been blocking my face.
Oh, wait.
One more.
All right, got it. All right. And so, this is our What's in Your Cup segment. And this segment, you'll be able to share, Jason, what you want people to do after this show. Do you want them to go and download the app and then give them an element of leadership also about that? And then our final wrap-up question is, as you think about where you are as a leader, what do you need to continue doing big things in your life? Because we all need something, right? So we'll do that as we come back at the end of our little intro segment here, and we'll do our What's in Your Cup. All right. Our What's in Your Cup segment. If you're out there listening, I hope we have put something good for you to take away in your cup, including being sure that you go check out the OWL app, start connecting with people right away. But Murray, let's come to you first and have you talk about sort of number one, what you take away from our conversation. And then number two, in terms of your own personal leadership, is there anything that you see for yourself?
I think the key thing that I take away, because we talked a lot about how we manage negativity as, you know, as leaders, and really understand that we are in control. We don't have to take it, you know, personally. And most of those negative, you know, outcome are linked to the people who are making those negative, you know, remark. And it's not about us; it's about them. So really, clearly understand that we need to communicate with them and really show the way, you know, the positivity that we bring in, you know, in everything that we do. And as a leader, really for me is to create more leaders. I don't want to have, you know, followers all the time. You know, for me, it's really understanding whatever I bring, whatever I do, whatever, you know, people take from me, it's going to help them to, because I talk a lot about greatness, it's going to help them to grow. It's going to help them to go to the next level of their greatness. And they're not going to stagnate and continue to be this negative voice that is really behind you and following you and trying to really, you know, fit somewhere, but really having them to believe in themselves, to become leaders themselves.
Yeah, no, Marae, I love that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sharing that. Jason, what about you? What do you hope people take away from the conversation? And then for you, what do you see for yourself in terms of your leadership needs?
Yeah. So when it comes to the leadership, kind of going back to what we said earlier is, you know, just, you know, connect with like-minded individuals and continuously mm-hmm. learn from what they're going through and formulate your own style. I think we're in a society where everyone's trying to copy everybody. But you're not like that other person sometimes. Like, I'm not Simon Sinek, right? Like, the guy's a genius. He could, you know, the way he speaks on stage, I see his leadership skills. I'm like, he's amazing. And the way he looks at outcomes so differently than the average person, right? When I look at myself, I am who I am, right? I say it's like, you know, just, you know, run with who you are and be positive and have confidence that's the route you will take. So when it comes to me is I just have the confidence to say, like, I could ignore everybody because I know they don't know me enough. They don't know the true person I am. You know, the people who are on our platform do. And we have a tribe of people who will say, oh, Jason, you know, easy to get in touch with, you know, responds with etiquette. Jason, you know, is there for the community and takes our feedback serious. You know, Jason, you know, is trying to impact millions of people the right way. So when I look at that as a sum, you know, it's that people with social media see highlight reels, of course, and they try to be people they're not. And it comes across. You could see those people when they're faking it a little bit. It comes right out of their mouth, like the words, boundaries you hear all the time now on social media, right? Or like the way like college isn't important. Like, well, that came from Grant Cardone, right? Like just like certain things or Gary Vee, like, but it's taken out of context a lot. And when someone else says it, it doesn't come off the tongue properly. Mm-hmm. So I'm just a big believer in, you know, taking knowledge from a lot of people and making it your own and just having etiquette. I think etiquette is a lost art today. You know, when it comes to responding, I think when you look at, when you send mm-hmm. me emails for this podcast and you say, Jason, I need a headshot. I need a bio. I immediately returned it to you. I didn't wait for you to ask me 14 times. And I didn't make it a hassle because you're giving me this opportunity, this stage to share my voice and the story of Owl, of course. So I just think too many people are just not realizing like other people's time is valuable. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you have to just lead by example as a, you know, a community leader. And that's why my call volume is so high, my emails and pretty much even the responses with this coming up to the show, I respond like, yep, can't wait for tomorrow. Like those takes 1 second to reply to email. We are addicted to this cell phone. And I just don't understand how people are late and cancel on people and they just can't text them. How many times I've been mm-hmm. on a meeting where I cancel a meeting like this show and I'm like, got to get off at a certain time. I have a Zoom meeting coming up. I go on the Zoom and they're not there and they show up 20 minutes behind. I'm sorry, I was on another meeting. I ran behind. I go, you could have sent me an email. You had my cell phone. You could have sent me a text message. You could have called me. You had my phone number. It's everywhere on my emails. And I just can't understand the excuses anymore. So as a leader, it's just leading by example. And it's just being transparent And I'm such a believer in giving, and creating opportunities for others. And of course it comes back, you know, bigger than you ever imagined often.
Absolutely. Jason, thank you. And so tell them how they can download and get the OWL app.
Yes. So head right over to the App Store or Google Play Store. OWL is spelled with two W's and two L's. And once you sign up, use your email, your password. It's going to ask you for a referral. You're going to put in coffee. It's as simple as that. And when you put in coffee, you will receive a $10 bonus. So that way you get in the app, you'll see the home screen. There's all live experts that you could speak with. And of course, if there's experts that are not available, you follow them and get a notification. And most people are $10. You call new people at $1 and get 10 opportunities to build 10 relationships. Then if you'd like, become an expert so you could take calls as well. And what we'll do, have a little fun. You know, if you made it to the end of this episode and you call Rhonda, right, and post on LinkedIn what you learned from having a conversation with Rhonda, I will put a $10 bonus in your account. Email us at feedback@owl.com and just, you know, share a story, right? Because I really want the stories to be heard. And when you say, like, what would I like from the community, is like, share the stories. What's missing with OWL sometimes is people, you know, can't believe it. They're like, no, this is another, like, push just to try to, you know, get someone $10 in their account, because we give a $10 for a friend thing going on right now. And too many people are like, yeah, but does it really work? Is there people just referring people to get money in their account? I go, no, you have to hear the stories. You know, when you have people that have done 100 phone calls and opportunities have blossomed, you know, it's amazing. 8 people met in Canada. You know, our app is predominantly United States, of course, and 8 people met in Canada 2 weeks ago because they all met on the OWL app. And that shows you the power of the human connection. And I really want these stories to be shared. I can't tell you how many people keep them private. They text me, they email me, and I'm like, no, like, tell people, like, you know, we want others to join. So that way, you know, the community blossoms, you know, in the next 12 months, and more people could take us up on this opportunity to connect with each other, of course. So, yeah, go to the App Store.
All right, go to the App Store, use coffee for your referral code, give me a call, we'll have a conversation, you post that on LinkedIn, and then you get a bonus $10 in your account. So I'll clip that also and put it on our social feed so people understand what to do there. So thanks everybody for joining us. I think for me, my final takeaway is going to be my last drop for today. And my last drop today is, anything big you dream of accomplishing begins with leadership from the inside out. It starts with you knowing who you are, where you're going, what you want, what your values are, how you want to serve. That all starts from the inside. And then when you understand that, it can manifest on the outside. So I am really looking for a couple of last minute comments here. Mom said, great show. Rhonda, you were great as usual. Thank you. Marae shines when helping hold down the show. Jason, love your app ideas. And missing Roz today. And then Christopher said, value rich show, everyone. And we teach people how to treat us. I think that's a fitting end to the show. So for everybody out there watching, we certainly appreciate you being with us. For my guest and my co-host, stay tuned for just a second. For everyone else out there, thank you for joining and watching another episode of the Coffee with Rhonda show. We look forward to seeing you back here next week. Same time, same station. Until then, everyone, take good care.